Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, open your word to us this morning. Let the move of your Holy Spirit bring wisdom and knowledge so that we may live according to your word. Strengthen us, guide us, and protect us, Lord. We ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This morning, I would like to share with you a word from the Lord on the topic of spiritual growth. To grow means to increase, to expand, or to gain, or to reach maturity. When we look at physical growth, we may think of the development of a baby to the toddler stage, to early childhood, to young adult, and then to a mature adult. We all will go through that physical growth. And there are many elements that work together to bring us to physical adulthood. It requires having adequate food, shelter, sleep, and protection. They are all important for us to grow up and be physically strong. Many of us can remember our mother's words, eat your vegetables, especially eat your spinach, or drink your milk, all of it, and go to bed, words many of us did not like to hear. These were all the things that they knew were necessary for our physical growth, for us to be strong and mature physically. They knew that the lack of all these elements would slow down or hinder our physical development. In a similar manner, there are elements that work together for us to attain spiritual maturity. And there are also elements which hinder our spiritual growth. I would like to bring to us the important elements that must work in our lives as Christians, that will develop us in the knowledge of God, making us spiritually mature. I'll just deal with three elements, and the first that's important that I'll bring to you is that one must develop a hunger for God's word. In that development of hunger of God's word will mean that we must spend time in prayer. Being born again is just the beginning of our walk with God. And something really important happens when we accept Jesus as our Savior and Lord. we at that moment became an enemy of Satan. We declared war and he declared war on us. The enemy will put in full force attacks to keep us from growing in the Lord. He would attack all elements that would allow spiritual growth. And number one is our prayer life. It is one of the first areas under attack. The enemy knows that if we spend time in prayer, we are listening and speaking to God. And that develops our relationship with God. For it is in the presence of God we learn to recognize his voice. And it is in his presence we receive direction, encouragement, and wisdom. It is in this time of prayer we can cast all our cares on him, for we know that he cares for us. When our prayer life is weak or non-existent, our minds are then open to the enemy's voice. Thoughts that would delay us from coming into the presence of God. You know, it comes in the form of excuses. I'll pray later, and later never comes. I'm too busy. There's too much to do. God will understand. Friends, if we are too busy to pray, then we are just too busy. Our desires and our responses to life decisions and reaction to the things of our life that comes to us would not be based on the word of God if we do not spend time in prayer. It will be based on the wisdom of the world. And that's where the enemy operates full time. It makes us lukewarm Christian. A lukewarm prayer life makes for a lukewarm Christian, which is the desire of the enemy. Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Don't despise wisdom and instruction. James states in the book of James 1:5, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God." You can do that in your time of prayer. When we develop a strong prayer life, spending time with God, because that's where we receive God's wisdom. And that's where we become strong. The enemy attacks us on our prayer life. It is continuous because he understands the power of relationship with God. And the important thing that occurs when we spend time with God, we develop a worship time with the Lord. Yes, it is in this time we call him Savior, Lord, Master, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It is in this time we call him Jehovah Jireh, our provider. It is in this time we call him Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Yes, we thank him for his blessings. Yes, it is in this time we give him honor and glory and praise. It is in this time we develop in the things of God. Spiritual growth. This is what the enemy attacks consistently, so we would not do the work of God. Jesus instructed his disciples in Matthew 6:33 with these words: "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Our problem is that we forsake our time with God seeking after the other things instead of the first thing, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Spiritual growth demands a strong prayer life. The other important part of our life is also under attack. It is the time where we spend studying the Word of God. And yes, the enemy attacks this time too. And yes, it is the same excuses for not spending time studying the Word of God. You heard them. Yes, we do not have time. Too busy. Does it really take all of that? These are seeds of doubt from the enemy to keep you from growing in the Word. Addressing spiritual immaturity, the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 5:12, and I'm reading from the New King James Version: "By this time you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God." No growth. "And you have come to need milk and not solid food." In other words, you are not studying the Word of God, so you are still at your infant stage. You're still a babe. You can't handle the solid food. No word. No growth. We have to develop the determination to study the Word of God. The scriptures describes the Word as the sword of the Spirit. That's the Word of God. It cuts, it divides, it is a very important part of the armor. The Word of God we can hide in our hearts that we would not sin against him. So let's study the Word of God. It is this element that the enemy strikes hard. Very hard. Study the Word of God. The next area of attack from the enemy I want to share with you this morning is our relationship with the body of Christ. That would mean belonging to a church. Yes, and I have heard all the reasons why this is not necessary today. Some of you have said, "I can watch services on TV and hear the Word of God." Others might say, "The church is full of hypocrites. Why belong? Why join a church?" And you have heard this one: "They only want your money." And the list goes on. This is the isolation attack that comes from the enemy. His attack is to keep you from being part of the body of Christ where you would grow and develop. Let's look at what the Apostle Paul told the Ephesian Christians, and I'm reading from Ephesians 4, beginning at verse 11. He said, talking about the church, some gave to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry. You want to be equipped? You want to work in ministry that God has given to you? It's in the church. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Growth, spiritual growth. And listen to it. The result is, beginning in verse 13, it says, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. Growth, spiritual growth in the body of Christ. If not, here verse 7 says, what's the result? If we don't, we should no longer be children. We do this so that we would grow. We will no longer be children. Why? Because we will no longer be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But in the church, it says, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ. That's what happens. Spiritual growth in the community of believers. That's where it occurs. From whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. It happens according to the effect working by which every part does its share. That is where you do your share. This is where you do ministry. It causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. When the enemy attacks us with the weapon of isolation, run to the church. Let him know that you belong to the family of God, to the community of saints. That's where you will receive your spiritual growth. Spiritual growth, the growth that allows us to attain maturity and walk closely with our Lord. Growth that develops from a strong prayer life, from a study of God's word, and from belonging to the community of faith. Let us seek spiritual growth. And I close with the words from Hebrews 12 and 1. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Spiritual good. We thank you, Lord. Amen.